Hey friends. So this is session four of the day. And what we wanted to do today is just kind of talk through how we can leverage your investment in Azure Boards while integrating in with GitHub and all the other really great features we've seen to make the most of your work tracking features of Azure Boards while still getting all of the advantages of GitHub from a security perspective, from the CI/CD perspective, and working through all of those GitHub actions. So let's kick off into actually what is Azure Boards, and we're just going to level set on some of the features that we have for Azure Boards here. What I'm showing you right this second is a list of work items inside Azure Boards. And this is our Octodemo Tech Days project where we're going to be joining this all back into GitHub itself. As you can see, we've got two different types of work items shown here. We've got these ones with little crown, they're our epics, and we've got our work item type of issue, which is the little green kind of box. What does that mean? Well, that means in this case, we're using a basic template to show the different kind of work items that are available inside Azure DevOps. There are four different processes that we could use. And if I just switch over to the documentation a moment, we can have a quick nose through what those four are. We have a basic template with a very simple hierarchy of epics, issues, and tasks. Now, those epics give us the portfolio backlog. This is where you can group together different work item types to create a portfolio of work that needs to be done. Issues are where you're going to be working on your product backlog, and then tasks are, as the name would suggest, the actual pieces that get tracked for actioning those different changes. The other work templates that we have is we have an agile template where we have a slightly different layering. We've got four different main work item types of epics, features, user stories, and tasks. And the portfolio backlog layers there actually have two steps of epics and features. And then the workload is split up into user story and task. The Scrum process template changes some of the naming. So instead of a user story, we have a product backlog item. And the actual task tracking is slightly different. So whereas with an agile process template, tasks can support being tracked via original estimate, working, remaining work, or completed work. With a Scrum process template, we're only tracking remaining work on tasks. Those fields that I'm talking about, those original estimate, remaining work, completed work, they're a set of usable, changeable fields that are on each work item. And although they are different types of work item between these epics, features, user stories, etc., they are all very similar in the fact that they are a work item with a grouping of different fields that can be set on it. And then finally, we have a CMMI process, which is a little bit more complicated. It tracks a bit more towards like a waterfall methodology of tracking lots of different things, different places, and you just move stuff through in a different way. Now, if we go back to our work item board that we have here, we can see these work items actually can be seen in another view, another lens through our boards. Now, our Azure boards, this is where the names come from, is effectively a Kanban board where we can pull work items through our thing. So we want to be looking for stuff that's in doing to pull through to done. Once we've finished everything in doing, we can then pull things from to do into our doing list. Now, in this particular instance, I can also switch this from issues to epics. We've got an epic in play at the moment, which is currently assigned to Peter. And this is adopting the latest and greatest DevOps CI/CD tooling in GitHub. Now, as we've gone through some of these sessions, Peter's been working on those. And we can see by expanding out that list, all of the linked work items together. So that hierarchy in actual action there, where this epic has got several sub issues already set up. Now, you see as well at the top here, we've got a 1 out of 2. And that's showing us a WIP limit, a work in progress limit. And at the moment, we're happy because we've got a WIP limit of 2 and we've only got 1 work item in doing. And if I bring across another work item into this list, then we change that to 2 of 2. And if for the purposes of the demo, I move this across into the column, we'll see our WIP limit now goes to 3. Now that's easy to change as well. So we can just go into configuring the team settings and we can go to our columns, look for doing, and that's where we can set our WIP limit. And it's very easy to just change it to 3 so that now changes to 3, we're all good again. Another way of looking at these Azure boards as well, the work items in these Azure boards is to move our way over to the backlogs. And the backlog gives us another viewpoint of it where it orders the work items that are there, in this case, the epics. So we can see how they interact with each other, their order, they can be reordered around, but also we can expand out and see the associated issues underneath each one. Now we could just filter this straight to issues and then that would look like that. But in this case, I prefer to see this hierarchy as it goes through. One of the other cool features of Azure boards for tracking these work items is we can click on the column options and we can add a roll-up column from the quick list of something like count of issues. And by doing that, we will get a quick count that shows us what's how many issues are actually assigned to it. Now, we've seen Azure boards and we've just kind of like level set there on what we can see inside Azure boards and how we can visualize our work items. But how do we get new work items in? How do we process them and actually do that in a socialized way so that we can work together collaboratively on it? Well, there's a couple of ways of doing that. First of all, if we go back to the work items, I'm going to create a new work item in here. We are going to create a new issue here and we're going to create a new issue that is add integration with social media. I'm going to add this development link to I want to add to relate work item to an existing item, and I want to make this a link type of parent back to our UI UX for social interaction. And that's going to now connect it back. And in this discussion point, I'm going to put in here, can we think about integrating with Facebook or similar? I can use at mentions to put in a mention of somebody else. And by saving this, I've now connected that work item back in. We can go back to our list as we had it before. It's assigned up there, but I've not assigned it to anybody. And if we go and have a look on our backlog, we can now expand out the UI UX and we can see that that's now grouped into there. If I wanted to go and work on it, I could go into the boards and pull it into the right column to say that I'm going to start working on it. But that's not the only way we can do this. So if I switch back into if I switch into Teams, I've integrated Teams here with Bookstore underneath a chat ops kind of section. And I can start a new conversation and I could create a new work item in here as well. So I could create another work item and I'm going to say in here, I'm going to have a type of issue that is called integrating with business social. Can we consider integrating with LinkedIn? By doing that, we've created another work item directly from Azure Boards. And if I go back to the boards a moment and refresh this under the work items, I can see that I've got that business social And we can then go and link that, the same as we did earlier on, by adding the existing item and linking it with a parent ID, UI, UX for social interaction. But I could still talk to Peter about that and say something like, at Peter. Conversation around that work item. Now, for those people that want to spend more time inside Teams and not have to keep switching backwards and forwards, we can also integrate Teams back into Azure Boards. So let's just have a quick look and see how we can add the Azure Board in as a tab inside Teams. So what we do at the top is we click the Add button and we go to Azure DevOps. We select our organization. This is just going to ask me to authenticate in another browser tab. And that should happen momentarily. When it does that, it brings up the list of channel, the list of organizations that we can connect into. And once I've done that, I get the list that we see here. Now, I'm going to add a Kanban board, and I'm going to add it from our DevOps 101 project. We're just going to select the default team, and I'm going to select the backup level of Epics in this particular case, because that's the board that I showed you earlier on. And by saving that, that's going to add this tab across the top of Teams. So we're now inside Teams, and we're able to see how this is put together and actually affect the work items where they stand. Now, the next part of what I want to show you today is how we link this back into GitHub itself, because we've looked at the Azure boards, we've looked at how we can work with our work items, but now we need to actually connect that back into Azure, GitHub itself from Azure DevOps. So if I go back to Azure DevOps momentarily, the first thing I needed to do was go into my project settings. And inside my project settings, I can go down to my GitHub connections. And I've already set up my GitHub connection to authenticate to it. And I've set up a repository connection between Bookstore Boards and the Octodemo Tech Days project. Now, I can select multiple repos to connect these together and other kind of pieces. I'm not going to step through how to do that, but it's a relatively simple process. You just new connection, tell it how to connect with your credentials, etc. The repository that that's connected to is this repository, the Bookstore Boards repository. Now, let's for a moment assume that what I want to do is we're going to choose a work item. I'm going to work on the Docker file for the Bookstore. So I'm going to set this, assign this to myself, and this is the kind of good practice that we'd expect. I'm going to assign this to myself. I'm going to put into the discussion, to make a minor change to the version scheme, save that and make it a doing. Now, I could have pulled that through and the doing by looking at the Azure boards, but in this case, I've just changed the state directly on it. This is issue number 5, and there's a work item number 5 associated with it. And if I go to the Octodemo Tech Days and go into the Docker file, obviously I could do this from inside code spaces or download the code to my local machine and work on it that way. But I'm going to make this change straight in this file. I'm just going to quickly change the version number. So instead of saying snapshot, it goes ADO boards because we're in the Bookstore Boards repository. Now, I'm going to put a quick comment on this. And in this case, I'm going to go AB hash number 5. And that is going to automatically link this back to the fact that it's an Azure Boards number 5 work item I've been working on here. Commit that change in. That's going to automatically link it back. Now, at the moment, that commit message is just going to show us the actual commit itself. But when I go to the Docker file, and when I go back to Azure Boards and I refresh this, I should now see that we have the link automatically set up against the work item. And if I follow that, I can open up and go straight to the commit. The only problem is when I'm on the Azure Boards site, that takes me through to the commit in GitHub, but not the commit, the work item that's associated with it. To set that piece up, what we need to do is we need to go and set up the auto linking so that this AB number 5 actually takes us through to the work item itself. And to do that, we're going to go into the settings. We're going to go down to the auto link references. And underneath the auto link references, we're going to add our reference here so that AB hash takes us through to, and what we'll do is we build this up dynamically. We have got the work item up the top up here, and it's very hard to see, I apologize, but we grab that link, the URL, put the URL in there, and we're just going to change the number 5, which is the work item that we're working on, for num in brackets like that. And then it gives us a preview of what that looks like. By adding the auto link reference then, when we go back to our code and we do a quick refresh on the page. So as you can see, now we have the auto linking set up. So the minor change takes us through to the GitHub change that's been in there. So we can actually look at the code itself for that commit. Or we can highlight the AB number 5. And by opening that up, it takes us straight back into Azure DevOps to see the actual work item that we were tracking to see what work pieces we were going to be gluing together. Now, hopefully that has brought together all the different concepts from Azure Boards of how work items that have a hierarchy of different pieces together. Some of the ways of linking that and integrating it back into GitHub, into Teams, and gluing the three products together to be able to give you visibility of how you're writing your code and what you're working on and how people are working together on it, how you can collaboratively work together on those work item pieces and join it all together so it doesn't matter where you land, which lens you're looking through, whether it's GitHub or Teams or Azure Boards, it's very easy to switch back to the other two in the right context to have those conversations. And at that point, I'm going to hand it back to the next session. So thank you very much. Peter.
Sorry, I was on mute. Thanks for that. I really appreciate you taking me through and showing me all the great integration points that we have between Azure DevOps Boards and GitHub. It's just such a powerful platform for project managers to like manage stuff, and the developers can still stay within their tooling and you know, not get caught up in the complexities of having to manage things. The Teams integration as well is great to have that type of stuff in your social feed.
I absolutely love Azure Boards for giving you the different kind of work item hierarchy. It's a very different workflow to what you get with GitHub issues, where it's a lot more streamlined and very simple, kind of because everything's at the same level. But that extra complexity gives a lot of options, which I see enterprises really leveraging to their advantage, and being able to group things up, etc., to be able to understand the whole estate in very complex environments. I think it's brilliant. We've had a few other questions around it, though, while we're just talking around that GitHub and ADO kind of integration. It obviously, you still have GitHub issues on a project, even though you're using Azure Boards. And there are times when you want, like Dependabot will raise that GitHub issue, or if somebody comes along to your project and raises an issue on GitHub, that you might want that to be exposed to your Azure Board still. Now, there's a couple of good ways to do that. Obviously, you could be using Azure Boards or other tooling as well for your project management. In regards to Azure DevOps itself, there's a GitHub action that's available that can read, you can trigger on the workflow when a new issue's opened or a PR is opened, and put those details into a new Azure DevOps board work item. Another way of doing it is there are some great logic apps and Power Automate connectors, which allow you to also look at the state of GitHub issues and then replay those changes back to ADO or vice versa. Now, obviously, there's a bit of extra development needs to be done there, but whether you want to do that through a YAML pipeline as part of GitHub Actions, or whether you want to do that with a low-code solution through Power Automate or Azure Logic Apps, I think it's great for being able to keep everything in sync automatically without having to constantly keep checking it and making sure, manually making sure everything's kept in sync.
Yeah, I think that's the ticket here that we're trying to present with the DevOps stuff that we've shown today, is it's all about automation. If you can't automate this stuff and have trust that it's actually doing what you need it to do, you're not really succeeding in your DevOps vision.
Absolutely. Automation is so key to being able to make sure that this is working, because it adds confidence to the business all the way up in the stack to know that they're not relying upon an individual being there, not being on holiday, not being sick, nothing like that, that it's repeatable and it's dependable, that every time something happens, you know the desired outcome and you know the quality of it's going to be there.
So do you think it's about time that we try to pull these things together, have a bit of fun with our chatbot integrations and teams and see where we land?
Oh, definitely. This is my favorite demo that we did. I think this one's going to be brilliant because this brings everything together, as you say. Let's go on to the next demo, please.